Welcome to Family Dynamics and Impact of Wealth. In a world where talking about the impact of money is difficult, we share stories and tips for reducing the negative impact that significant wealth can have on our emotions, relationships, and behaviors. Now here's your host, Ginny Galisonow.
Hi, I am Ginny Galisonow, and I am your host for Family Dynamics and the Impact of Wealth. There are a number of podcasts on how to make money, how to get rich quick, or how to become a millionaire. This podcast, however, is different. It is about the actual impact money, especially significant wealth, has on us as individuals, as a family, on future generations, and on our legacy. It is not really surprising that there are so many podcasts on how to become a millionaire. And conversely, it is not too surprising that there are so little talking about the emotional and behavioral impact that money often has. Why? Because it is totally acceptable to talk about making a lot of money. It is considered okay to talk about not having enough money and needing to make more money. There is a flip side, however, because it is really not okay to talk about having a lot of money. To some, it can sound like bragging. Have you ever heard the phrase, "Nice people do not talk about money"? Well, many families, especially affluent families, were raised under that mantle. Talking about the family's money is taboo. In fact, it's private. So, if you were raised never to talk about the challenges and fears you had around money, with whom do you explore these deeper concerns? And what are those questions anyway? I've had people refer to me as the mama bear for the ultra-wealthy. Why? Not because I think they should hoard their money or give it all away, but because I believe that it is important to talk about and understand the stigmas and challenges associated with being wealthy, especially if you just inherited it and did nothing to earn it. We've all heard stories of the poor little rich kid with no friends, or the heirs who behaved badly and made poor decisions. Often, their behaviors were excused and even overlooked by their own parents. Fortunately, there are many wonderful stories of individuals and families who have stepped bravely out of the green closet to ensure the successful transition of wealth. The goal of this podcast is to share stories, stories of success and stories of challenges dealt with by affluent and high net worth individuals and families. Most importantly, we'll talk about solutions that you can try and implement. The question I am often asked is, how did you get into this line of work? For many years, I have worked with wealthy individuals and families. As I learned about them and their concerns around money, people began to ask me questions such as, how much is enough? When do I talk with my kids about their inheritance? Are they too young or is it too late? And how do I do this anyway? My education and experience has been in the realm of wealth and legacy coaching and consulting, professional mediation and facilitation, family and relationship system coaching, and philanthropic advising. My personal mission is to help people cultivate their inner wealth so that they can create the life they want. We will launch the Family Dynamic and Impact of Wealth podcast with 3 episodes. We will then settle into a podcast every other week. The format will vary from interviews with wealthy and affluent individuals, financial, legal, and legacy advisors, to sharing with you tools, stories, and insights that I have learned from working with families of wealth. We'll also include a call to action, action steps you may like to try out on yourself or with your family. I'd love to hear from you as to what you'd like for us to explore in the future, as well as whether or not we are podcasting too much or too little. I'd like to leave you with one of my favorite quotes by Thich Nhat Hanh. You must love in such a way that the person you love feels free. Significant wealth has a way of hindering our freedom and can leave us feeling trapped or even hidden. My hope is that through our podcast, you will hear something helpful or new that leads you and your loved ones to a sense of freedom. Thank you for listening. I hope you will join us again. Until then.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Family Dynamics and Impact of Wealth. For more information on this podcast or guidance for having more meaningful conversations around inherited or sudden wealth, please visit our website at dynamicsoffamilywealth.com.